back to Europe, that's when the Sun family.
We get up about between 6 and 7 o'clock now. Uh-huh. That's when we get up now. Uh-huh. We used to get up 4 o'clock. That's before daylight.
Uh-huh.
We'd have breakfast for by daylight.
Oh, I see. And when you say, what do you say when the sun goes down?
At sunset.
Uh-huh. I see. And you know, you're talking about something that happened the day before.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? It happened
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about, oh, it happened sometime last week, but it was on the same day as today, what would you say?
We'd say, this is Wednesday. I mean, it happened last Wednesday.
Oh, would you ever say it happened Wednesday week or
no,
last, or something like that?
Last Wednesday.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday week could be mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh, I see. And if you're talking about, like, today's Wednesday, and you say, well, somebody's coming to visit me Thursday, a week from tomorrow, what would you say? Just
so-and-so, whoever it is, coming. I'd say they're coming a week from tomorrow.
Would you ever say Thursday week or something like that?
Well, yes, you could say that.
You could say that?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. And then you say, when you're asking, when you want to know, you know, what time it is, how do you ask? You say,
what time have you got?
Uh-huh. I see. What time is it? And some men carry a little chain across. They have a little pocket and has a
watch.
Uh-huh. And when you're talking, and it's about, you know, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But what's another way to say that? Could you say half?
Half past 7.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's only 15 after, could you say?
15 after 7.
Or quarter, could you?
Quarter after 7.
I see. Mm-hmm. And when you're saying it's a 15 till 7, would you say a?
Quarter till 7.
I see. Mm-hmm. And when something happens for a long, long time, you know, and it keeps happening over and over, and say, well, it's been raining for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's been raining for quite a while. Uh-huh. Or could you say
so many weeks?
Or could you say quite a spell or something?
Mm-hmm.
You might say that.
Yeah, you might say quite a spell.
And if it happened, and you say, my daughter-in-law just had a baby. And they say, when did she have a baby? You say, oh, it wasn't last year. It was this year.
No, yes, you could say, this year.
I see. Oh, this year. And when you're talking about a baby, you know, if your grandson comes in, you say, oh, he's 14, you might say he's 14 mm-hmm.
years old.
I see. And you're talking about, let's see, and if something happened last year, you could say, well, it happened a year
ago.
Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about how pretty a day it is, and what do you say? It's a
bright, sunshiny day.
Mm-hmm. Do you say nice or pretty or something like that sometimes?
Yes.
I see. And you're talking, and then it's not a nice day. It's raining and everything.
Oh, I say it's mucky looking.
Really? Or mucky, or do you use any other days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you use any other expressions like gloomy or?
Yes, gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy, gloomy day.
Dreary, yeah.
Dreary.
But you say mucky?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're the weather, you know, when it's changing from rain to sun or from sun to snow or something, what do you call it when the weather changes like that? Just changing or?
Changeable weather.
Or sometimes when it's getting ready to rain, do you ever say it's like gathering or?
Rain, there's a storm coming or rain coming.
Uh-huh, or it's threatening to or something.
Threatening to.
Or the sky's really getting cloudy, it's sort of clobbering up, or do you ever say that?
Well, I never did it clobbering up. I didn't. Getting up for cloudy.
I see. Uh-huh.